This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I call him Chaz Jism.
I raw dog that dead rabbit today.
I'm sorry. I want to run.
He did a dirt. He did a lot of dirt.
Hey, it's your window, Daddy.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know.
Yeah, flags. Yeah, trucks, balls. Yeah.
I am an ignorant boob.
Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
This little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid.
I can squirt or suck. Yeah, and I can squirt from a distance.
Yeah. They all suck balls. Wow.
Wow, that's
intense.
That's uncomfortable.
That was intense.
By the way, the Deshaun Watson thing, real quick, on him quitting, the explanation, at least this was according to Deshaun Watson, was it was fourth and goal, and there were 12 men in the huddle, and he knew it. So they took a delay of game, and that was, they weren't going to go for it there and on fourth and goal with the delay of game, even though the game was way out of hand. So he's claiming that in disgust, he just walked off because he knew the field goal unit was going to come on, and they did kick the field goal. Clearly, Stefanski wanted to have a word. Deshaun Watson didn't want to have a word. But, you know, it's not a good look to walk away when your coach is trying to talk to you and then the coach looks pissed off. But that was the explanation.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Look, clearly his coach doesn't want him to play. The ownership is just like, dude, we guaranteed his contract. He's going to keep playing. Because if it was a performance-based thing, his ass would be sat
Who's
down.
Who's their backup?
Who's the backup?
Shouldn't
it's
you know
it's
this?
Jameis Winston.
Oh, yeah, Winston. Yeah,
who, by the way, is one of the better backups.
Way better.
Yes.
Club 1080 brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun. Welcome to it.
Yes.
I continue to talk massive crap to Yankee fans.
I know. You are on one. I don't know if it's the old-fashioned. I don't know if it's the Stella or the casino or a little bit of everything.
Here's what it is.
I have seen you. You are fiery right now.
There's my guy, GB.
Yeah, who just looks red-faced as always.
Here's what it is. What it is that we're playing the Yankees.
Yeah.
So I cannot let a moment go by. Like, if we're playing any other team,
I'm
not talking crap.
Yeah.
I'm only talking crap because it's the Yankees. Because we don't get these moments often.
No.
Where even if we lose, I really need to get in their kitchen just, I mean, like, I would love to win, but obviously we're not, you know, the Yankees are favored to win the series.
Sure.
And, you know, should win the series. Yeah. Of course, I'm not that impressed with them, but.
You've let that be known, and it's wonderful.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, as a young man growing up in Kansas City, I got a quick story. When the Royals played the Yankees let's see, what year would that have been? It's probably in the, I want to say the early 90s. It was back when they were talking about financial disparity in baseball, before they had revenue sharing. And
sure.
All that. And it was a real thing in Kansas City that you just cannot compete with the Yankees. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
And so the Yankees came to town, and one of the local sports radio guys organized a walkout where everybody came to the stadium, and they all left. And it was the biggest deal. I wasn't there. I was
doing whatever.
Banging chicks. I don't know. But
sure.
Whatever.
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
Eating wings, probably. Yeah. I don't know. Playing Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. Yeah. I didn't go to the game.
You didn't go.
But it was a very big deal there.
Sure.
It was a sign that, hey, screw you. Like, the biggest thing for Royals fans, at least for me growing up, was when the Yankees came to town, you knew that you weren't going anywhere. Now, in the 70s, this was different. But once you got into the 90s, it was the Royals were a mess.
Yeah.
All you wanted to do was win the Yankee series. That was it.
That was the 30 years wandering in the desert, and that was your lifeline.
Just beat Derek Jeter 2 out of 3, and that was the season.
Sure.
That's really all we had to look forward to.
Yeah.
So we hate the Yankees and everything that they represent.
Yeah.
So when a series comes up like this, particularly one after we have won a World Series more recently than they have, you better believe I'm going to take every opportunity to get in their kitchen, win or lose. No other team would
elicit this response.
Elicit this kind of response, but the Yankees it does. And it's great because Jake is over here and he's annoyed with me, and Ryan Cooley's annoyed with me.
I just have never, like, we've been doing this 19 years, and I have never, like, you hate watch the Royals, and you have no faith in Kansas City. You always think they're going to fail. I have never seen you with this much John Wayne in your blood when it comes to a series. Yeah. Like, every break, you turn to Jake. Poor little Jake over here, just trying to get the YouTube stream up. You're like, you nervous yet, Jake? You're texting Cooley. You're talking. I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where this romp has been. This is phenomenal.
Well, we need more Yankees Royals series, apparently.
That's all that it took to come out. That and a casino and a couple beverages.
Well, a couple beverages helps. Yeah, I was drunk the other day. Saturday, I was drunk texting Cooley, watching the game at home, you know. So that helps.
See, I am one of those types that I cannot. I'm not a big superstitious guy. It drives me crazy when, because my lady at home is master of, like, if you speak something into existence, right? If you joke about something, right? Like, if I'm leaving the house and she's like you know, she's, you know, being snarky to me or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, this could be the last time you ever see me. You never know. Maybe my plane goes down. She will get so enraged.
Well,
because
she's Japanese. They're very superstitious. She's
very superstitious. So the belief is, if I joke about that, that means the plane's going to crash. And I'm like, are you telling me that just me randomly joking that my plane's going to go down, somehow there's a cosmic force that is going to cause an engine to fall off my plane? And she's like, yeah, that's what it. So I'm not that way.
Never know.
It drives me crazy when people are. But I would never, and I don't think I've ever done it, in the middle of a game that I'm invested in, I do not think that I have the balls to send a message to someone on the opposing side with any sort of taunt. I can't do it. I'm even weird about sending. I got a buddy of mine who's a diehard Mets fan, and we kind of text back and forth during Mets games. And I'm even cautious about sending an overzealous praise.
So you're superstitious.
When it comes to that, I don't know why. It's that one aspect of, I'm always careful that somehow, while I don't believe in the real God taking out an airplane, sports God, somehow, yes. That it's setting myself up for failure.
Sports God has a little less on his plate.
Yes. I feel like Sports God is more vindictive than, like,
so
Sky.
He is listening.
Than Sky God. Yeah,
he's
Sky, like, God's busy.
Yeah, God is like Santa.
Exactly. What's he doing?
He's listening to you, kids.
Exactly. So it makes me more nervous. I'm more fearful of Sports God than I am Sky God.
Well, I guess what it is when you're a Royals fan and you're playing the mighty Yankees and everything's against you, including the umpires and the replay booth,
yeah,
is that I don't expect to win, so therefore I'm just going to talk a lot of crap.
I like it. You're playing with house money at that point, right?
Yeah, I just want to get in their kitchen. Yeah. Because I got to tell you, these two Yankee fans, at least the two Yankee fans in our office, not very good trash talkers. You'd think they'd be good trash talkers.
Yeah.
They're not.
No. And so you feel like you can rattle the cage a little bit.
I already am.
All right, I understand. You know what? I will. Here, getting a front row seat, I'm enjoying it. So I think poor Jake, every time you say something, he's just like, just shut up.
You want me to shut up yet, Jake?
Kinda.
He said, kinda.
Which means you're not going to.
No, that won't happen.
No, you know. I will say that I think you've brushed him off the plate a little bit. And,
that was high and tight, Jake.
Yeah, high and tight.
Wait till you see my curveball.
Poor Jake.
It's better than Clay Holmes. All right. We've got a letter. And I don't know how many times, if you've been listening to us for any length of time, you understand that the typed, mailed letter to a radio host is never good.
No, it's
never
it's,
good.
No, it's always problematic.
Mainly because it comes from an old guy who still has a typewriter and mails things snail mail. And, well, you can deduce.
Anyone that takes the time to do that, well, I'll say this. It very rarely, if ever, comes from a good place.
No, it's always angry white guy.
Yes, it's usually from a place.
Vitriol.
Yes. It's usually from a place of broken down barriers and insurrections.
Yeah. So Buck got one today. Not us.
No,
Buck.
No.
And this is his first.
Yeah.
And we will read it to you next on The Fan. And now to letter news. As we oftentimes tell you, and we don't get a lot of these, but occasionally they come in the mail. And anytime you see something addressed to you sitting at the front desk of our studio.
Yeah, it's usually not good.
From snail mail.
Yeah.
And it's like handwritten.
Buckle up.
Yeah, it's I honestly throw them straight in the trash. But you know, you're curious.
Yeah, they especially if you've never gotten one before, curiosity will kill the cat. And even if it's not anthrax, it's one step shy of like that weird letter that's like the letters are hand cut out of a magazine and glued together. It's that sort of energy and vibe.
It really is.
Yeah. It's very strange that someone takes the time to sit down and vent their anger at you over what you say on the radio and then put it in letter form. And I'm not sure which is worse, the old school typed out letter or the legal pad handwritten note.
It's not always angry. Sometimes.
Disgust?
Sometimes it's like these weird, like, when you get these. One of the first indicators to me as a host many years ago was that you really don't know what everyone's thinking and you can't make everyone happy, so just do your thing, was these.
Yeah.
Because you read what people, is really on their mind and like what really drives them crazy or what really like they want to tell you about.
You're like, that?
And you're like, that's it? So that's when I learned, like, a long time ago, I was like, okay, so I get it. Oh, what happened, Jakey Poops? A little double play? Yankee fans getting a little annoyed over there. You gripping yet? Oh, he went Yanks in five.
If we ever had someone hit you with a speaker in the middle of a broadcast, Jake just snaps.
It's way too early in the series for that. I'll tell you what, though. We'll watch game five together. If it gets to game five, you and I and Cooley are watching.
No, boy.
Anyway... So it's just this, it's like you take it with a grain of salt, and everybody's opinion matters, I get it.
Sure.
But sometimes it's like, what the hell? Like, that's what matters to you?
Yeah.
So here is one that Ryan Buckley got today.
Yeah, we were sitting here, and Buckley goes, hey, I just got delivered a letter. And we were like, oh boy, it was Buckley's first.
Well, I told him, I said, throw it straight in the trash.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, even if it's like bloviating about how great you are, you don't want that either. Just put it in the trash.
Well, we all knew it was not going to be that.
Well, it could have been. Sometimes you get those.
I mean, when was the last time, from this individual who writes the hand-addressed envelopes, that you got a good letter?
Well, we got one. I actually have two that I kept at home.
I didn't know that.
I've kept all of them, actually. But because I think it will be hilarious for long dead me's like descendants to be like, oh my God, this, they hated him.
This is what happened.
So I have some, but there's a couple good ones, and one are, you know, every once in a while people will write you and they will just say the nicest thing. Like, you, one guy we helped through cancer. He was,
I remember that.
He would just, he wrote us a letter. He's like, I just really want to thank you because.
Thank you.
You were on when I was going through treatments, and nothing in my life was good, and I just had you, and you were always consistent and fun, and so there was that one. There have been a couple like that.
Sure.
It does happen.
Yeah.
But it's never really about, like, you know.
It's usually the other.
So Buckley gets one today, and he decides to read it.
Yes.
But he reads it through Jeff Rust first, which is good.
That's good, and then you can let Rust decide. Hey, should I read?
Well,
this?
You guys
and
were pretty adamant that it was not a good idea for me to read this with my own eyes. I don't think my feelings could have been hurt that bad, regardless of what was that said in there. But I heeded your caution and I turned it over.
Well, because I always tell people, I even say this when people first start at the station, right? I say be wary of the text line.
Yep.
Right. Because, and I've seen it. I've seen literally people lose careers and lose jobs because they cannot handle negative thoughts. And you can say all you want that you don't let that stuff affect you. But if you get even one person every day that screams that you're the worst thing in the world at this, that stuff can have an effect on you. So I just always caution people. Like, be careful. Like, you always say, I'll read it. It's not going to bug me. And you're like, you sure about that?
So here is, why is...
Are we getting, an Amber Alert?
Beeping.
That's in our ears. That's not the phone.
Something's beeping in your ears right now?
Yeah, we've got,
you guys don't hear that?
We do not hear any beeping on this end. Are you, like, running out of battery over there or something?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
It is in our ears, and it is 100%.
And that's literally the moment Jake got up and walked away.
Yeah.
All right, we'll fight through it.
If you can't hear it, then we're fine.
Okay. If this is dated October 4, 2024.
Yes.
And it was mailed to Ryan Buckley at 1080 The Fan, Odyssey, Portland. And it's our address there in Northwest, so he looked that up. It's all nice and typed out, proper font and spacing.
There's an indent to start the paragraph. It's very nice.
Well, actually, there isn't.
Oh, that's disappointing.
There is a hard return.
The hard return is in there. And it says, Dear Ryan, and this is a great example of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys have no idea what's about to hit you.
No.
Because think about all the things we talk about, everything that happens on the show. Like, it could be anything.
Could be anything.
Here is what this man, and he will remain nameless.
That felt the need.
Here is what is in his mind. I believe you are the producer, at least sometimes, of the Isaac and Big Souk show.
Ah, yes. Our talent show.
Spelled ISSAC. It would be nice if somebody somewhere along the line ever got that right.
I'd like to believe that that's an inside joke aimed at me, but it's not. That would be clever, but it's not.
You now occasionally have a pre-recorded voice that comes on and says, Caitlin Clark is white. And he wrote that out.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's just in the ballpark.
I am not sure why you do that, but if you're going to do it, please do some amendments off that, such as, maybe a little drunk here. I don't, know, the English not
sure,
not so great.
No.
You know, maybe a BYU education, not necessarily Vanderbilt, you know. Please do some amendments off that, such as, quote, she's heterosexual too.
It's important to know.
End quote.
Yeah.
Quote, she's a Christian too. End quote. And, quote, she plays with a bunch of black lesbians.
Ah, yes.
End quote.
End quote. I like that you finished with that. Really on a high note there, bud.
So now on to the next paragraph, which is short. Yeah. And he writes, just as a general comment, those pre-recorded blurbs you sandwiched in among the commentary are stupid, distracting, and not funny.
Not at all.
Whoever had this idea should be quarantined for a while. Not long, just a while. Sincerely yours, so-and-so. And by the way, he's a junior.
Yes.
He had to put junior.
He had to put that in there.
Jakey Poops, we've got a beep in the... We're on the air. I got to do a little on-air producing.
Do you know why?
There's a beep in the headphones. Can you
Like someone's backing up an Escalade right now into us, and we're not certain why.
Is that something you could troubleshoot for
And us? It's not coming over the air for us here on this end.
Yes, okay. It's not coming out over the air. Is there some sort of warning?
It's manageable, but...
Is this broadcast going to self-destruct in a matter of 30 seconds?
There's a warning on there.
Oh, it's the battery.
Okay.
It's like, I called it. Look at me producing
from afar.
It's
like a smoke alarm. This is like the middle of the night when the smoke alarm goes off.
And this is when you take the broom to the smoke alarm and never put it back up.
Or you can't find the right smoke alarm. You're like, which one is it?
So let's talk about this guy.
Yes.
Honestly, I don't even know what he means by it. She's heterosexual, too. She's a Christian, too. She plays with a bunch of black lesbians.
Caitlin Clark is white.
What is the point? What does he mean?
I think what he means is he loves Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
And he's not a fan of the the seemingly black lesbian agenda of the WNBA. Like, you know, you pay no attention to the WNBA.
No.
Or is he mad that she's only getting attention because she's good and white, but she should be recognized for being Christian, etc.?
So Caitlin Clark has started a culture and a race war. Hey, look at that.
Yep. Thank you.
In the WNBA.
Jake, you're one of the finest Yankee fans there is.
Yes, and that's
freaking
not
hero
much.
That Jake.
He is. He's a hero. He stopped the beeping.
Two more men on. How do you feel about that? What did he say?
I don't know.
What'd you say over there? Yeah, it is the nicest thing I've said to you all day, and it probably will remain that way. 4-1 Royals.
Yeah.
Top of six. Anyway, I just don't.
So yeah,
I don't really understand.
There's a war. So like one. And by the way, can I say that the best part about Caitlin Clark is she refuses to take debate on any of this.
Caitlin Clark is white.
She's handled this amazingly well. So there's one group of people that believes that Caitlin Clark is terrible, and that the rest of the WNBA deserves the credit, and she's not the reason, and so there's like bitter feelings towards Caitlin Clark. And then there's a whole other group of people that think that the only reason that people hate Caitlin Clark is because she's white, Christian, and straight. And they hate her because of that.
So which one is he? He would be...
He loves Caitlin Clark because she's white, Christian, and straight. And he thinks that all of the woke black lesbians in the WNBA hate Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
And therefore, he's defending Caitlin Clark.
Reverse racism, essentially.
It's reverse racism.
So he's a racist.
reverse racist.
No, they're racist against her.
They're
because
racist
it's not
against,
only is she white, but she's Christian.
But that doesn't
and
that
all
make
that.
Him a racist?
I don't know.
Especially to point out black lesbians.
I don't know what it makes
like,
him
dude,
other
what
than
what the hell?
Yeah, it's
dude, these. This is why you don't read these right here. Good grief! What even is this? And by the way, our freaking drops are the best part of the show.
Yes,
Junior.
I think Caitlin Clark at white drop is one of my favorite drops.
Jesus, man.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Someone said the WNBA is half lesbian and the other half super Christian. The two sides are feeling each other out.
Ay,
is right. Well, that guy wants a qualification. So, Buck, can you come up with some she's Christian and the rest of the NBA is black lesbian drops so that we can play them?
I think, I mean, you know, AI probably can do this, right? Because it's as if the letter supposes that this has been generated by us and that this wasn't like a natural soundbite from somewhere else. Like,
right.
If you read it again, it seems like he thinks it's like something we've typed into a computer.
You know? He doesn't really know what drops
it's
are.
It's just like a disembodied voice is yelling that Caitlin Clark is white. It's
but Stephen much a. like Smith. You guys with the when we had the AI Rop and Souk talking about BYU in Kansas, I feel like with the right person with the right AI tool could just type in Stephen A.
Correct.
Talking about these other Caitlin Clark platitudes.
I just love that somewhere there's a guy that every time he hears that, he goes into a fit of rage and he's
Caitlin
like,
Caitlin Clark is white.
She's Christian and straight too, you a-holes. Like, you want to talk about the amount of random rage that someone has?
Isn't it incredible?
And that's when you wonder why people end up, like, driving their car into a mob of people. Because they walk around all day, and that's what makes them angry.
Well, it's poor little Caitlin all by herself against all those black lesbians. What's she supposed to do?
God.
Not even to mention the white lesbians. I mean, how could she win?
Yeah, why are all the black girls lesbians?
Why can't the white lesbians? Like Sue Bird doesn't have a say in this as well?
Jake just looked at me like, dude, be careful. I probably should. Well, anyway.
Oh, what a weird.
It's so weird. People are so weird.
What a weird.
And this is why you just host the show and you don't care what anyone thinks. Yes. Right there.
That man sat down at a computer and typed that out, printed it, looked up an address, and sent it in.
And I hope if you come up with those AI drops, we sprinkle those in. He does not hear this segment. Then he hears those drops, and he sends a letter back saying thank you.
A letter of appreciation.
Welcome. Yes, you're welcome, Junior.
He gets, if this is this the same guy or is this a different guy?
No, it's a different guy.
Oh.
Because he put his name on this.
He put his name on it. There's one guy that gets very angry at that we, like occasionally we will joke about something that, that may have a homosexual,
Well, he thinks you're gay.
Yeah, he thinks I'm a closeted gay. And that my favorite part about that is
I'm gay.
He's very angry that I could be gay. As if I was gay, that somehow that's wrong.
Well, I hate ass.
Whoa. It's clear that he wants to be gay with you.
Hey, that gay drop came from Alan A. I'm pretty sure that you guys were there when that happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Holy that's the amazing part. It'd be one thing if he was mad that if he thought I was gay and that I just wasn't being honest about it. I think he's just mad that I am secretly gay and that I'm on the air and he doesn't think that that should be the case.
People are wild.
Yeah. People are wild. I think he said something along the lines of like I should be the grand marshal of the gay parade, like, dude, sign me up. It's like, how do I get that job? Get me in some chaps. Let's do it.
Just know that if you send us a letter,
it doesn't have the desired impact.
Well, not only that, but I don't read them anymore. I'm a veteran. Okay,
yeah.
It's going straight in the trash. Mm. Now, if you email me, I'll probably start to read it and then decide if I want to continue.
Understand.
But we don't get a lot of emails anymore.
What if someone calls you?
Yeah, well, call, they're not going to get a hold of me.
No.
I'm not answering that.
No. To that man out there, though, I'm sorry over the Caitlin Clark is white. I apologize.
I'm not sorry. Screw you. You have no idea what we're doing here.
Caitlin Clark is white.
You're clearly not getting the bit.
What an exciting time.
You are not. You are the joke is somehow it's going over your head or under your ass. I don't know which, but it's somewhere in there. Keep looking, you'll find it.
Hey, if we are to believe one celebrity is not a perp, one male.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I got a better one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's in the news for this.
Tom Hanks can't be a perv, can he?
That's a good answer, Sook.
I think Tom Hanks isn't a perv. Tom Hanks is, I said perp.
Perp. Well, either way, Tom Hanks isn't doing anything bad.
He's
America's dad. Tom Hanks.
There are rumors about Tom Hanks. He's gay. I mean, he's a black lesbian. Wait.
did you see the Jessica Alba today?
Gay. No. What's my girl doing?
So Jessica Alba, who is...
We have to break. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, let's break.
How long is this going to be?
It's not... whatever. It's not... Jessica Alba, who is, like, objectively one of the most beautiful people on the planet.
She's a hot.
Jessica Alba came out in support of the other one today, of the presidential election.
Who's the other one?
You can take a guess. You think that Jessica Alba came out in support of Trump? No. Yeah.
Oh, why can't you say her name?
Oh, I just was just throwing it out
there. Do you think
she's
a black lesbian?
Caitlin Clark is white. No, she came out for the Harris Walz ticket, right? And so immediately started trending is some of the far right groups were trying to claim that Jessica Alba is transgender. That Jessica Alba is a man.
I thought you were going to go not that hot anyways, which would be dumb enough, but that's a whole other...
That Jessica Alba and her husband, the Cash Warren guy, that they're actually both trans, so that Cash is a woman and Jessica Alba is a man.
Sounds like it works perfectly for them.
That is a real thing that they tried to get going today on interwebs. And I'm like, well...
When you say tried to get going, they got it going. I guarantee and, people are eating that up.
If Jessica Alba is a man, then I am very, very confused, and I need to rethink a lot of my life choices.
Then you really are gay.
It's possible.
You want to do them.
It's possible. Because she is...
She's hot.
She's top shelf.
No, I've got one celebrity who is not a perp. He can't be a perp. He cannot be a perp.
All right.
But he's been accused. That next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, of all the great celebrities out there and not so great celebrities out there, I don't know if there's one guy who I trust is not a perp more than this guy.
Okay. Because my first one was Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
That I thought Tom Hanks. And he's
very wholesome.
He's very wholesome. The other one who just, and this may be bias, because I do love Tom Hanks. I've said it many times. But this man has a different level of love that I bring to him. But I don't think I'm clouded by bias, because he just generally seems like the sweetest, most lovable guy. And that's Jeff Bridges. The dude can't be a perp. Have you ever seen an interview with Jeff Bridges? He seems like the best guy on the planet. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah, he seems like a good dude, but there's a lot of people who seem like good dudes that...
Yeah, Bill Cosby.
That's right.
You know, Jared from Subway. It happens.
So this guy has been accused of rape.
Oh, I don't like that.
But he did something that no other celebrity has done, at least based on what I've read. They're saying that this has never happened.
Okay.
Where he filed anonymously, a complaint about the accuser to preempt her.
Huh.
In other words, he told the court ahead of time, dude, this is coming and it's bullcrap.
Okay. Talk to me, Goose. Talk to me.
I am speaking of the great Garth Brooks.
Oh, I heard something about this like a week ago, that there was maybe something coming down about Garth Brooks. I didn't see the details.
If there's one guy who's not a perp, it's Garth, right? right?
He seems like he comes across as a very, very wholesome guy. He's a very religious guy. He's married to like Trisha Yearwood.
He just seems real.
He seems pretty genuine. Yeah, he uses the quiet voice a lot. Talks about his faith, although that's
the faith part, that's a knock against him. So,
but no, he does not seem like the type that I would think would be involved in any sort of shenanigans.
So he claims that he received a demand letter ahead of her lawsuit.
Okay.
So he initially, he goes to the court and he says, hey, here's the letter. This is not true. The accuser, according to him, she threatened to publicly file a suit against him with a bunch of fabricated
unless he paid. Sure.
And he said, I'm not paying you. First of all, here's the other thing. He's doing everything that an innocent person would do.
Yeah.
He's not paying her.
No.
And he went straight to the court saying, hey, she's trying to extort me.
Yeah.
So
Which is all you want anyone to do, because anytime you get those allegations thrown your way, it's the only thing you can do is to try to fight back.
So I want to believe he's innocent and he did not rape her. She claims to be she was a hairstylist.
Yeah.
Who originally worked with someone else. But no, she's a makeup artist. And she worked with Brooks for 15 years. Mm. She said that she encountered financial difficulties. She moved from Tennessee to Mississippi. She asked him for help. He says he gave her some money.
Yeah.
Because he's nice. And he said, out of loyalty and being a friend.
Sure.
And now she's is claiming
coming back
that those demands have increased, and she has threatened him with. And I got to be honest, dude. This is a world where we shouldn't believe anything. Nobody believes anything.
Yeah.
I believe him. I do. This is straight out of the book.
Mm. I'm trying to think. Like, as much as I want to believe Garth Brooks.
Now, Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines may have done this. I still think Tom Hanks more wholesome than Garth Brooks.
I think I'd agree.
If I'm going a perp off, and I got to put my money on which one is going to get caught up in some shenanigans, and it's Tom Hanks or Garth Brooks, I'm betting on Garth Brooks. Did Garth Brooks have a scandal with his wife, or did he get divorced and then get with Trisha Yearwood, or was he cheating with Trisha Yearwood while he was still married? That I don't know.
Googling.
But he was...
He admitted to cheating on his wife.
Well, the plot thickens. Then that clearly means that you're up to no good. Also, if you're giving money
Trisha
to...
Trisha says she believes him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The kids.
And the kids.
They believe him.
Well, I mean, I'd like to think that. It's just, why is he giving a hairstylist money? Was there something going on?
Well, I just told you.
I know, I'm just saying. Keep an eye. I don't know. I don't have your level of faith in Garth Brooks.
I do. I believe in that guy.
I mean, he did Rope in the Wind. Garth Brooks is greatness. Great in concert. I'm just not certain that I have the faith that you do in Garth Brooks. Certainly I have more faith in Tom Hanks. That's all I know.
Well, we'll find out.
Well, at least he's doing something about it. At least he's fighting. Because, I mean, that's all you can do. And that's the crappy part is, like, you know, when you get that thrown your way, you know, and you didn't do it, what an awful feeling. Although, you know, if you did do it, then screw you, Deshaun Watson style. But, you know, this stuff does happen quite a bit where, you know, people just try to get a little money and you know, reputation, and you get an easy check and you walk away. So if he didn't do it, good for him for standing up and being like, no, man, I didn't do this.
All right, we got to go. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, we got to thank Alien A for having us out. Stadium Sports Bar, Chris and the whole crew out here.
Great place to watch any sporting event. The UFC fights, NFL, preseason, NBA, whatever you want.
They're awesome.
Where do we got the Pistons versus, who the hell is that over there? Is that the Piston Spurs?
It's the Thunder Spurs.
Oh, Thunder Spurs.
Fourth quarter preseason.
Catch the fever.
Would you like an update?
No. No, I don't.
Why not?
I can't see the score from here, and I like it that way.
Bobby Witt now 0-9 in the series.
Oh.
But I did get a text from Yankee fan Ryan Cooley who says he's officially worried.
So your mission is accomplished? You're in Cooley's kitchen?
Well, I think it's more because they brought Clay Holmes in.
Yeah.
But yes, Yankee fans worried, and that makes me happy.
Yes. Well, the Royals look like they should get this one.
Hopefully.
And
Got a good bullpen.
But you're going to pull the Mets where, you know, the Mets got the split, and I'm like, they should have had both. Should have had both.
Yeah, Royals probably should have had both if they win this game.
Yes.
Oh, get out.
And if they get this one, then all the series will be 1-1.
Can't
remember.
Wait.
Best of 5, not 7.
Tomorrow. NL games tomorrow?
Yes, the Mets, we've got, I think it's Nola versus Manaea, I think, in that one. And then,
did you know they've never played in the postseason?
The Phillies and the Mets?
Did you know that?
I can't say I did.
That's surprising.
Yeah, they've never met.
I saw this fun fact. Cleveland and Detroit have played each other more than any teams in baseball history.
Right.
And yet they've never met in the postseason.
Never played in the World Series or in the postseason, either.
Until now.
Yeah, Tigers, Indians, Guardians, and Mets, Phillies, divisional rivals have never met.
Well, in the playoffs. That makes sense, obviously, because, I mean, the wild card hasn't been around that long, so you would have never played because only one division. Isn't that crazy back in the day? You could have won 94 games and not go to the postseason because you didn't win your division.
1989, Royals, I think it was 89, Royals had the second best record in baseball behind the A's and did not make the playoffs.
That, you want to talk about just a dumb way to do something. I give you that.
All right, everybody, have a great night. Thanks to Buck back in the studio. Jake, even though he's a Yankee fan, here on set with us. Thanks to Alan A. and the Stadium Sports Bar. You can bet on Oregon, Ohio State up here.
Yes, you can.
Spread, I think. I haven't seen what their line is. It's like four-ish.
I think four and a half, Ohio State favorite.
We'll get more into that game tomorrow. Be with us, won't you? 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Johnny singing oldies, goldies, Baba Lula, baby, what I say. Here comes Johnny singing, I got a woman down in the tunnel trying to make it pay. He got the action, he got the motion. Oh yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning all the nighttime into the day. Do the song about the sweet love of the moon, and do the song about the night. Ready to the walk, walk all night. Yeah, you do the walk all night. Here comes Johnny, gonna tell you the story. Hand me now my walking shoes. Here comes Johnny with the power and the glory. Black beat, the talking blues.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.